Folks ready to go?
Yes.
Everybody?
Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to convene the Subcommittee for Natural Resources, the Joint Ways and Means Committee. Good afternoon, everyone. We have a work session today on House Bill 4006 related to housing. I'm going to open a work session on that bill. Mr. Stainer.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 4006A, I'm just going to read you straight from the work session memo, which you'll find in OLS, along with the fiscal impact statement for the bill and the A7 amendment. But the measure defines several terms, including the households that are rent burdened, and requires the Housing and Community Services Department to annually provide certain cities a report showing the percentage of renter households that are severely rent burdened in that city. The measure goes on to require the Department of Land Conservation Development and the Housing and Community Services Department take actions to help cities identify and report on intended actions by cities to reduce rent burdens and the number of housing units of various categories permitted and produced in a calendar year. The A engrossed version of the bill appropriates $2 million of general fund to the Department of Land Conservation Development to provide technical assistance to local governments in increasing affordability of housing within the boundary of local governments. The A7 amendments reflect the cost of work plans that were provided by the impacted agencies, both DLCD and the Housing and Community Services, and they provide a general fund appropriation that replaces the original $2 million that's in the A engrossed version of the bill with a $1.73 million appropriation to the Department of Land Conservation and Development for technical assistance to local governments that will be used for housing need analyses, code audit assistance, code updates, and housing strategy implementation plans. The amendment also provides a general fund appropriation to Housing and Community Services of $270,000 for a study on the cost of affordable housing and to provide technical assistance to local governments in accessing available resources for building subsidized affordable housing. So LFO recommends the adoption of the A7 amendment.
All right.
Very good. I see that we do have the Speaker of the House here that I believe that she would like to say a few words.
All right, Speaker Kotek, welcome to our subcommittee.
Good afternoon, colleagues, Mr. Afternoon. Chair, members of the committee. It's nice to see you. For the record, Tina Kotek, State Rep, House District 44, North and Northeast Portland, and Speaker of the House. Thank you for the hearing today on the bill. We do have a A7 amendment, which the fiscal reflects that. There was a little bit of change in terms of how to allocate the $2 million. So I won't go into a lot of detail, but I just do want to say a few things. I want to just emphasize for those of you who are just seeing this bill for the first time, to make it really just very simple. The bill is about asking our local elected leaders who represent severely rent-burdened communities to do two things. One, have a public meeting about the causes and consequences of severe rent burden in their community, and to complete a survey of actions they have taken to address severe rent burden and actions they plan to take. One of the things we recognized last year was that a lot of conversation about where we are in the housing crisis in the state, and local governments have a huge role to play. And I want to thank the League of Oregon Cities and the Association of Oregon Counties for, they recognize that, they want to do more. The challenge is that sometimes we don't help them with some additional resources. So we're glad that we can, you know, be proposing additional resources to go along with the minimal requirements here, saying we want cities to talk about this and help them move forward in their plans. I want to be clear, though, this bill is not meant to imply that only severely rent-burdened communities are responsible for addressing the impact of the housing crisis. Every community has a responsibility to address that issue in their statewide plans, or see it as a statewide problem. This bill is about starting a conversation with those jurisdictions that are most directly impacted by the housing crisis so we can better understand that the barriers that they face and do something about it. So as was mentioned, the 1.73 would go to DLCD. Because what we were hearing was communities want to meet their land use goals. They need some help to do that. So you're going to see technical assistance grants to do their planning and their analysis, very much needed. It won't help every city that's covered under the rent burdened kind of public notice piece of the bill, but it will help a substantial number of them. And then there's a small amount of money going to Housing and Community Services to do two very small things. Sometimes we find developers in some communities really want to do affordable housing, and then the city wants them to do affordable housing, but they kind of don't know how to do it. They don't know how to apply for the low-income tax credits. They don't know how to do the financing. So this will give a little bit more money to the department to help them do that, so they can hire some outside consultants, the developers and the cities themselves. And then a little money to say, we really need to understand the cost drivers in the construction of affordable housing. This has been an ongoing debate. Other states have actually done studies to say, what are some of those cost drivers and why affordable housing can be more expensive at times? And then we need to understand that as policymakers and make some choices, if we can, to reduce some of the barriers to making affordable housing more cost effective to do. So that's why you see this kind of mishmash. It's hopefully with all this additional technical assistance going out and study work, when we come into the 2019 session, we'll have a lot of cities more ready to tell us what they need. And I think that's really important. And so I urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions, comments for the speaker? Yes, Senator Taylor, please.
Thank you, Co-Chair Witt. I just wanted to say thank you. I saw this, and I think that I was obviously not that familiar with it, but then once I learned about it, I think this makes so much sense, because we've heard time and time again that the situation varies around the state, it varies in the community, and it's impossible for us to address this just from the state down, and they can't do it just on their own, and everyone, the level of sophistication really varies. And so I think this is a really, really positive step. And I think that we will see some very interesting results, that we'll be able to have that information and hopefully be able to deploy resources if needed to help address this issue. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Co-Chair Frederick.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you so much for bringing this forward. It's a real simple sort of thing in my view. We need to know what's out there. And then what to do about it. It's that simple. We don't know that at this point, and this will help us really get a sense of that and be able to start taking real solid action. So thank you for bringing this forward, and I hope that folks appreciate how important this is. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Sure. Representative Esquivel, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Madam Speaker, I think this is a good bill. I'm just wondering how we're going to extract this information, extrapolate it, get it to proper people. I understand the vehicle, but the timing, because like in Medford, you know, 2008, we're still recovering from 2008 because building stopped. Well, now they're building like beavers down there, and I've got apartment buildings everywhere, but I'm wondering when we catch up, what's going to be the effect then? Should hopefully drop the cost of rent. Right now, there's some people that are on fixed incomes that are really getting taken to the cleaners. But, you know, I guess that's supply and demand, and that's from 2008. But it will come forth to the point where you're going to get a 5%, 6% vacancy factor in some of these municipalities. I don't know how Portland is or any of these other communities, but I do know that it's coming to Medford. It will happen. There is hope.
Anything further? I'd like to just say ditto to my colleagues' comments. A very important bill, and thank you for bringing it forward.
Thank you, colleagues. And appreciate the time.
Thank you for your appearance today.
My pleasure.
I see some other people in the audience who may likely have an interest in the bill. Is anyone burning to say something? Don't feel compelled. Please come forward.
No, she's
oh, just a thumbs
thumb up.
All right. For the record, we see thumbs up in the audience. Matt, did you describe the Dash 7 amendment in your comments?
Yes, I did. I'd be glad to discuss it again if you would like.
Well, some of us are slow in the uptake, so.
Co-Chair Witt, members of the subcommittee. The A7 amendment takes the existing $2 million appropriation to Department of Land Conservation Development and divides it slightly. It parses it out between $1.73 million to DLCD to provide these technical assistance to local governments, and then it takes $270,000 and provides that to Housing and Community Services to complete the study that the speaker spoke of, as well as provide technical assistance to local governments in applying for or finding that kind of financial assistance to develop housing.
Thank you very much. And there's a recommendation on that?
Yeah, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends the adoption of the A7.
Okay. Thank you very much. Before I recognize Co-Chair Frederick, anyone with any questions or comments to this point? Everybody's good. Co-Chair Frederick, please.
Yes, Chair Witt. I recommend that we adopt the move the adoption of the A-7 amendment to the bill. Bill, 4006?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves the dash A7 amendment to House Bill 4006A. Is there any discussion on his motion? Is there any opposition to his motion? The amendment is adopted. Thank you, colleagues. Again, Co-Chair Frederick, please.
Chair Witt, I move that House Bill 4006 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves House Bill 4006A as amended with a due pass recommendation to the full committee. Discussion on his motion. Questions on his motion. Seeing none, hearing none. Would you call the roll, please?
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Senator Drog?
Excused.
Co-Chair Frederick?
Yes.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Helm?
Aye.
Representative Power?
Aye.
Representative Lewis?
Aye.
Co-Chair Witt?
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you very much, colleagues. Senator Frederick, would you be
yes.
willing to carry this?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A House member to carry to the floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's going to take it to the floor?
Any volunteers for...
Would that be assigned out of Ways and Means, full?
It'll be out of Ways and Means, won't
yeah.
it?
We typically, in the subcommittee, go ahead and find someone, and they don't have to be
okay.
on Ways and Means.
All right. Representative Power?
Unless Speaker Kotek wants to do it,
I was
going to
say,
I'd be happy
yeah.
to do
she
it.
Probably may want to.
I suspect that she probably does, she so probably does. Let's assign it to the Speaker. With that, thank you very much, colleagues, and I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 4006A. Thank you for your work. Anything for the good of the order?
What's next? Anything?
What's next?
Co-Chairs Witt, Co-Chairs Frederick, right now we don't have anything on our agenda for next week. I suspect that will probably change.
Okay.
Whether it changes today, tomorrow, maybe even Monday, I'm not really sure. As soon as we do have information about any bills that need to be heard in subcommittee, I'll email all the members of the committee so that keep you guys apprised.
Right.
A question, point of clarification for the policy committee around 1 hour notice, does that apply for the subs as well?
You know, I'd have to defer, Senator Taylor. I think I'd have to defer to our
That's okay. I just was curious.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I didn't know if it applied to the subs.
All right. Well, stay on the balls of your feet. Roll with the punches. With that, we're adjourned. Thanks very much, everyone.